Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm your host, Andrew Hames. It's great to be with you this morning on Tuesday. It is time for the morning interview, and I'm so excited to welcome to the studio two organizers from Sitka Pride. We've got Ellie Campbell. Ellie Campbell, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew Hames.
Great to have you here in the studio, and also Willa Johnson. Willa, welcome to the morning interview.
Thanks.
Great to have you both here. We are all here to talk about this morning Sitka Pride. It's coming up for the month of June.
Yeah, we've got a giant calendar with a lot of events on deck that we want to highlight a few of them just with this like brief time that we have with you. Welcome back to the morning interview, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks. No, it's fun. It's fun to be here with you on my first one in a little while. So yeah,
a sign that it's summer, and I think a sign that it's almost Pride Month.
That's right. The end of May is here. So tell us in a nutshell, Ellie, what is Pride Month? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, Sitka Pride, we're here to celebrate the month of Pride for all of our LGBTQIA plus folks in town. The goal of Sitka Pride is to build equity and respect for LGBTQ individuals in Sitka through accessible and inclusive events. And I think our Pride calendar certainly reflects that mission. We've got, oh my gosh, how many are on here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've got like 15 events on this calendar right now. We'll talk about a smattering of them, particularly the drag show kickoff that's going to be not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Willa, tell us about the drag show kickoff.
Yeah. So, yeah, we wanted to start first off with the drag show that's going to be hosted at Mean Queen by a drag queen from Juneau, Gigi Monroe, who you may have seen if you've been to a drag show here in Sitka before. That's going to be on June 5th and 6th. And tickets are available now at Mean Queen for that.
Okay. So that's a ticketed event.
That is a ticketed event and a 21 plus event.
Okay.
Almost the rest of our events are all ages and don't have tickets, but that first weekend we do have the drag show with tickets.
What? So the drag show, there's going to be Gigi there hosting. Are there musical numbers?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of different stuff going on at the drag show. Gigi Monroe and Kelsey Riker from Juneau are going to be hosting, and they have a smattering of drag queens.
And some kings.
It'll be a really good event. It'll be downstairs in the Mean Queen Dungeon. We're really lucky to have Mean Queen in town, being able to sponsor awesome events like this. And they're always such a great supporter of us and of Pride Month.
Awesome. So starting off the month with the drag show, and then what else do you want to highlight on this packed calendar?
Yeah. And then I think kind of next we wanted to skip ahead to later in the month, an event that we've had the last couple years, the Pride March. We really want this to be our biggest event of the month. I think last year, or at least some of the years, we've had like up to 250 people, which is so awesome. So it's a big march. It's not like some of the other parades where there's vehicles. You're just all marching together with signs down the street. And that's going to be Saturday, June 27th. We'll start off at Totem Square. People can come early at 11:30 to make signs. And then we'll have kind of a short rally there at Totem Square at noon. And then we'll all walk together up and down Lincoln Street. And we just really think this is an awesome way for everyone, both in the LGBTQ community and also all the allies we have in town, to come out and really show your support for queer people in Sitka, especially in this time where a lot of queer and trans people are under attack. I think it's really important to show up and be visible.
So that's the last Saturday in June, the 27th. And you said to meet at 11:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
And it's a packed day, too. I mean, you can go to the march starting at about noon, then go home, take a little nap, take a little break.
Yeah.
And then we have the Sitka Pride Variety Show, which is going to be later that evening. That's going to be at 7 p.m. Over at Nakahiti, the community house. We're really thankful to be in that space as well. And that'll be a really fun hour and a half long variety show. I have a lot of fun acts lined up for it already. There's definitely going to be some music. I think there's going to be some drag. I think there's going to be some clowning. It's going to be PG-13, and tickets are $5 to $20. Pay what you can. Come on out. It's super fun. It's super fun.
Yeah. So the variety show after, just trying to get that. Yeah, you're right. That 27th, the Saturday, is a big day.
Yeah. And
so
then immediately after that,
immediately
after that, we've got a dance party down at Mean Queen. So you could really pack it in that day if you're really trying to, you know?
Here's hoping for a beautiful Saturday, end of June, like weather-wise.
Yeah, exactly.
Outside, do the march and then the variety show that evening. And then afterwards, a dance party that'll go late into the night, probably. we'll see.
Yeah, I imagine.
Okay. So I guess as far as the March, you said you really want that. That's going to be kind of the capstone event at the end of the month or what everything's building toward. This is, I mean, globally, but I know nationally, like there are marches that happen all during the month. Do you know, do they tend to all happen like at the end or is it kind of strewn throughout the month of June?
Yeah, it kind of depends
nationally?
Regionally. Yeah. I would say that I don't know. I feel like most of them are at the end of the month.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of them are at the end of the month near the anniversary of the Stonewall riots. But we just happen to have ours on the 27th.
Okay.
It tends to be a day that works.
As you mentioned, there's a good community in town around this. If somebody is wanting to get involved who maybe has never shown up for a Pride event before, whether they just want to show up and be supportive or learn more information about whatever's going on, like should they just come to the Pride March that morning? Is there a place they can go and ask questions or reach out?
Yeah, you can definitely come to the Pride March. We also have a whole bunch of events happening before the march. And so if you're interested in learning more about all of our events, you can find us on our social media accounts on Facebook and Instagram at Sitka Pride. You'll also see our beautiful pink and rainbow flyers around town. And then if you have any questions or want more information about these events,
or if you want to volunteer,
we're always looking for more volunteers. All this work does not happen without volunteers. You're welcome to email us. Our email is sitkapride.ak@gmail.com. That's sitkapride.ak@gmail.com.
And that's listed on all of the flyers. If you see them around town or if you see them out on the Facebook or on the Instagram, you can reach us that way. That's a great way to get, great place to get involved.
Yeah. And this looks great. So there's so much on this calendar. We've got the march at the end of the month, and then of course the drag show at the beginning of the month, and then contact information and all of that. But talk about, let's highlight one or two of the other, I guess, smaller events or little, you know, what else do we have on here that, you know, trying to do a variety of things that might appeal to a lot of different people.
Yeah. One of them that we really wanted to shout out that's going to be new this year is an event called Queerology 101, How to Be a Supportive Ally. So I know that there's maybe a lot of you all listening who know that you're an ally and want to support the LGBTQ community, but you don't know a lot about our community, or maybe you have some questions. And that's going to be a really great event to go to. There's going to be a panel discussion and an opportunity to kind of learn more about LGBTQ identities. And that's going to be on June 17th at 7 p.m. At the Unitarian Fellowship Hall on Marine Street. And that event, is really focused for anyone who's an ally and wants to learn more.
We're really thankful to the Unitarian Church. They've always made their space super available to us. And we're really lucky to have such a great space to host such an educational discussion.
Yeah. So for that event specifically, do you see that as, maybe what exactly it's going to look like is still being shaped, but is that like a Q&A or maybe like some different presentations?
Yeah, there'll be some folks kind of presenting. There'll be some questions kind of ready to go, but people can also come with questions or just come to listen.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
Great. So Queerology 101, How to Be a Supportive Ally at June 17th at the Unitarian Fellowship Hall. And then let's look at one more. We've got a Queer Makers Market at Harbor Mountain Brewery.
Oh, yeah.
June 23rd. That looks fun.
Yeah, this is super popular. We're really thankful to partner with Harbor Mountain again. We did this event last year, maybe the year before, too. There's going to be a bunch of different queer artists out there selling all kinds of stuff. I know last year there were prints, there were earrings, there was ceramics, there was
stickers,
lots of stickers
and
for sure.
I think there's 7 or 8 artists who will have their
We're stacked this year. It's going to be really fun. So come ready to spend some money.
And hang out with a fun group of people at the market. And I'm excited to see all of these. So again, look for flyers around town. These are going to be up. And then, of course, the main email address, if you want to volunteer, if you want to just ask questions, if you want to any sort of communication, sitkapride.ak@gmail.com is a main connection point. But then also you can look up Sitka Pride on Facebook and Sitka Pride on Instagram. Did I miss anything else?
No.
That's it.
I think
Willa
we got it.
Johnson and Ellie Campbell, it's been so fun to chat with you both this morning. This looks like an action-packed calendar for the month of June. So thanks for coming in and telling us all about the Sitka Pride calendar.
Thanks for having us, Andrew.
Thanks.
Yeah, good to see you both.